For this Friday, March 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. Visit Posey County's being recognized for excellence in tourism marketing. At the 2026 Indiana Tourism Conference, the organization earned the Best Visitor Guide Award, which is an honor highlighting innovation and impactful promotional efforts across the state. The award recognizes Visit Posey County's success in creating a visitor guide that stands out in design, content, and its ability to attract travelers. The publication features the county's history, local events, businesses, dining, outdoor recreation, and unique attractions, serving as both inspiration and a practical resource for visitors. Visit Posey County also credits its partners, Sprout Design and Evansville Living, for helping bring the award-winning guide to life. The collaboration produced a visually engaging publication, now reaching thousands of potential visitors each year. For more information or to request a copy of the guide, you can go online to visitposeycounty.com. North Posey's senior Caitlin Seibert is one of 13 student seniors in Indiana who will be honored with the IHSAA's 2026 C. Eugene Cato Memorial Scholarship. The recipients are well-rounded, positive role models that have demonstrated excellence in academics, school and community involvement, character, sportsmanship, and citizenship. Seibert, along with the other recipients, will receive a $2,500 scholarship for their prep accomplishments and be recognized at this year's inaugural IHSAA Foundation Impact Awards in Indianapolis on April 12th. At North Posey, Seibert ranks first in her class of 109 students, earning an unweighted 4.0 GPA. She is a three-sport athlete and earned 11 varsity letters across basketball, cross-country, and track and field. Seibert also serves as president of her senior class and president of North Posey's Business Professionals of America. Caitlin is involved in numerous other organizations as well and plans to attend Hanover College in the fall. The University of Southern Indiana is expanding its impact on education across the Hoosier State. USI has approved a new charter school in Fort Wayne, the Williams Arts and Technology Academy. The school will operate under a three-year charter beginning with the 2027-28 school year. In its first year, the academy will serve students in kindergarten through third grade with an expected enrollment of around 120 students. USI also approved two additional charter schools, the Indiana Agriculture and Technology School and the Springville Community Academy. The approvals are part of the university's ongoing efforts to broaden educational opportunities throughout Indiana. Travel at Evansville Regional Airport is becoming more accessible thanks to new technology now in place. Airport officials have introduced GoodMaps, which is a system designed to help passengers with disabilities navigate the terminal in real time. Using a smartphone, the app provides step-by-step directions inside the airport, guiding users to gates, baggage claim, and nearby amenities, which are areas where traditional GPS often falls short. Leaders say the goal is to make it easier for travelers to move through the airport independently. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry joined airport officials for the launch, highlighting the city's ongoing commitment to accessibility. Airport leaders say one of their key missions is ensuring the facility is accessible to everyone, regardless of their needs. While GoodMaps was designed with visually impaired travelers in mind, officials say it can also benefit people with mobility challenges, language barriers, and other accessibility needs. A longtime leader of the University of Evansville swimming and diving program is stepping away from the pool deck. Head coach Toby Wilcox has announced his retirement, wrapping up a distinguished coaching career that spanned nearly 40 years. Wilcox, a 1985 graduate of the university, first joined the Purple Aces coaching staff in 1986. He served as an assistant coach before taking over as the head coach from 1988 until 1997. He later returned to Evansville in 2024 after a successful 13-year run at Birmingham Southern College, where he built the swimming and diving program into a powerhouse. Over his career, Wilcox earned 8 Conference Coach of the Year honors at Birmingham Southern. His teams captured 16 conference titles in the Southern Athletic Association. University officials say a national search is now underway to find his successor. USI Women's Basketball will host its second-round game of the 2026 WNIT on Monday at 6 o'clock versus George Washington University. The news comes after George Washington won against Bradley last night 63-60. The Screaming Eagles got a first-round bye. They are 21-10, and they have now had 3 straight 20-plus win seasons. Tickets for Monday's home game are $10 and go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Season ticket holders have until tomorrow at noon to purchase their same seats. All-seat inventory opens to the public at noon on Saturday. Fans can purchase tickets in person at the USI ticket office inside Liberty Arena, online, or by calling the ticket office at 812-464-1189. Today in local college sports, USI Baseball starts a three-game conference series at home versus Western Illinois at 6 o'clock. Evansville Baseball is out west for their final non-conference series at California Baptist. Their three-game set begins at 8 o'clock. Purple Aces Softball opens a three-game conference series at home with Murray State. The two teams play a doubleheader today at 2:30 and 5 o'clock. This evening in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, the Purdue Boilermakers play their first-round game. Purdue is a number 2 seed in the West region, and they face number 15 seed Queens at 6:35. That's news and sports for this Friday, March 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebin reporting for Posey County Radio News. Have a great Friday, and enjoy your weekend.